and in Baxter in the Morning.
Good morning, K-Fine Country, and good morning, Kelly Perry.
Good morning, Brandon Baxter.
Good morning, David the Barrel Boy.
What's up, Double B?
It's election day. Midterm elections are today.
That's wild, ain't it?
So the polls open at 7:30. They're open 7:30 until 7:30. There's a lot of people, man, who put all kinds of money into these political races. And some people put all kinds of money into them, and the job doesn't pay as much as they put into the campaign.
Wow.
That's something to think about, isn't it? Mm-hmm.
I've seen those stories, though, where people go out and they're like, hey, I want this job that's going to pay me $1,500 a month, but I'm going to spend $45,000 this year to do it.
Well, heck, think about the presidential election. They spend millions of dollars, and officially, their job, they make like six figures a year.
Yeah. Is it in the 300s, though, or is it in the 100s?
I mean, it's still a pretty good amount of money, but it's nowhere near the amount of money they spend on the thing.
Does Coach Blake Anderson make more than the president?
I bet he does.
Does Terry Mahajer make more than the president?
I'm not getting into all this. I don't know.
I bet he does, too.
I think he does. How crazy is that? I want to be Terry Mahajer for my birthday.
Okay. I'm sure we can arrange that.
If I could ask for anything for Christmas, I would like to wake up with a bag full of money like Terry Mahajer.
That'd be great.
Right?
Yeah,
yeah, you get a bag full of pressure, too.
Nah, just take the money.
Yeah.
Just the money here.
He can keep the pressure. I don't really need the pressure. I just want the money.
Let's get you caught up on what's trending with Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
All right, so today is Tuesday. It's November the 6th of 2018, and today is Election Day in the United States. It's the 2018 midterm elections in Arkansas. Polls are going to be open from 7:30 a.m. until 7:30 p.m.
Amazon is offering free shipping on all U.S. holiday orders in an effort to add new Prime members and boost the season sale numbers.
And last night on Monday Night Football, the Tennessee Titans beat the Dallas Cowboys 28-14.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
So the holidays are right around the corner, and Leslie's already starting to talk about, hey, Kai, we have to make your list. We have to get your list ready for Santa. So we're walking through the store the other day, and we kind of walk past an aisle that I could tell caught Kai's attention. And it was an aisle that had a certain elf on it and multiple of that elf, you know? Somebody that's visited Kai before, and he saw that there were all kinds of other stuff there. And I kind of wondered if maybe they should hide that.
Well, you mean hide it right now when it's not officially Christmas time yet?
No, yeah. I mean, like, not have that where kids walk by and see an aisle full of their friends.
Well, yeah.
Oh, now I see what you're saying.
You see what I'm saying?
Here's the thing, though, but they haven't been activated yet.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah, you have to activate them.
Oh.
Everyone knows that, Brandon.
These are just dummy elves.
Basically.
Or elves.
Yeah.
No, but dude, there's so much Christmas stuff out there right now, and it blows my mind. It was the day after Halloween, and on my computer, I see Santa.
Yeah, I
and
know.
And I'm thinking, what the heck is going on here? Then I'm walking... Thank you.
Just for you, David.
It just sets the tone for everything. Yeah. And I'm walking through the mall the other day, and what do I hear? I hear Michael Bublé. I hear, it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
And then that makes you mad.
Well, I don't get mad, but
he gets angry.
It's supposed to be the happiest time of the year.
It is a happy time. But we haven't even hit Thanksgiving yet. I mean, come on.
So basically you're saying let's be thankful first.
Let's be thankful, and then let's celebrate Christmas after that. We get a solid month. You get 2 months, it ends up being maybe a little bit too much.
Oh, there's so many people that disagree with you.
You know, I kind of see what he's saying, though. Because you walk in, and I saw, like, in a store last night, like, it was Santa's toy shop, and
there's
Christmas trees outside of stores.
But you know what? If you want to put a Christmas tree up today, if you wanted to put it up last month, and it makes you feel good, and you don't have any problems, do it.
The day after Thanksgiving. Give me that at least.
I agree, because it's like you do the big Thanksgiving feast, you're eating the leftovers, and that's when you decorate the tree. If my wife even attempts it, I'm taking it down.
That's a lie.
I'll take it right down.
You are such a liar.
I promise I'll walk in there and I'll knock it over.
Right.
I am not ready yet to be walking through the mall and every other song I hear is Christmas Girl herself, Mariah Carey.
You don't want to hear this one?
So good.
This one.
I'm cool with this one year round.
Yeah.
Fuming.
Old McScrooge over there.
I'm not Scrooge.
All I want for Christmas is you.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
I know this sounds crazy. Believe me, I know it.
It's crazy.
That sounds kind of crazy.
You must be crazy.
And people are crazy.
You know, it really sounds like to me this guy's going to be moving up the corporate ladder. So there's a 19-year-old dude named David. I'll call him Dave. And on Thursday night, he reported to his shift.
Stop it!
What?
Why do you shorten everybody's name every time now?
Because I like to... It feels
he
more,
likes to have nicknames.
It feels more personable, okay?
But they're criminals.
What if his name's really Dave and he didn't want to be called Dave?
I like to be called Dave.
What if my name was on there? What would you call me?
Brand.
Let's call him Brand.
Or Brand. That's it. I will call you Brand from now on.
Okay, back to your story.
Anyway, so on Thursday night, old Dave reported to his shift at his fast food joint, and his manager sent him home because he got there late. But Dave didn't want to go home. Instead, he went to a different fast food place, the same one about 5 miles away. And he told him, hey, the other branch sent me over here to help you guys out with the dinner rush. And the manager said, okay, we just got to go fill out some paperwork in the back. Well, when they went to go fill out the paperwork, old Dave pulled out a gun and demanded all the money in the safe.
Dave.
He robbed the other fast food place for about $1,500. Well, he wasn't wearing a mask or anything like that. They knew who he was. And so they arrested him about a day after it all happened. Again, he's really going to be moving up that corporate chain.
Golly.
But, you know, speaking of restaurants, in every restaurant, there's a chef. And I read this deal about a French chef. Do you know what a French chef gives his wife for Valentine's Day?
No, I don't know.
A hug and a quiche.
So, dude, you think it's too early for Christmas, yet you're going to talk about Valentine's
Day. Oh, God. Yeah. Oh, I just read this new article the other day. Give me a break.
Come on, now.
But there's even more proof that people are crazy.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. Country music news. K-Fine. Country music news. On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So Carrie Underwood's husband, Mike Fisher, released this parody song with this video, and it's about a deer hunt, and it's set to Carrie's song, Before He Cheats. But it's called Before She Bleats, B-L-E-A-T-S. Now look that up, and that's called. It's the cry of a sheep, goat, or a calf.
Okay.
Yeah. But now, he's not a great singer, but it's funny, and it shows clips of he and his friends out deer hunting, and I'm sure Carrie loves it. But here's a clip of what it sounds like.
Right now, he's probably up behind her near the salt lick, right where I got his photo, and he don't know.
You know, forget about the hockey stuff. His kids are going to be really proud of this one day. To see the full video, head to the BBITM blog on kfine.com, kfin.com.
Well, Brian Kelly of Florida Georgia Line is dealing with some vandalism right now. Yeah. It was at the Tribe Kelly Trading Post, which is a clothing boutique Brian and his wife manage in Nashville. And there was a teepee that stood outside, or, you know, as I should say, a teepee that used to be outside, because around 1:30 a.m. on Saturday, a few guys came to tear it down.
Really?
Yeah, why even do that kind of stuff? But Brian Kelly was doing a big Instagram post and a video about it, and he's even given out a $5,000 reward for any kind of info to catch these guys, which is kind of a wild deal. The video's up of him talking about it, and the video of him actually doing the vandalism is up as well. You can check out his response to it and that video on the BBITM blog at kfin.com, kfin.com.
When you hear the word TP, what do you think?
I think of Beavis and Butthead.
Me too. I need TP. Moving on. If you love Tim McGraw, the video is officially out for his new song, Neon Church. This is what the song sounds like.
It's a neon church. Straight pouring out that Johnny Walker healing. I got a feeling
the basic vibe of the video is people just going through stuff, man, life, and sometimes you just need to escape. The video's up right now on the BBITM blog at kfine.com. That's K-F-I-N.com.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
It's election day. Midterm elections are today. The polls are open right now, and they close at 7:30 tonight.
But listen, the people of K-Fine, I must say, I have missed my calling. Today, I am putting my name in the running, putting my name in the hat for all races in Northeast Arkansas and the state of Arkansas.
What?
That makes no sense.
I am running for everything.
You can't do that today.
Yes, I can.
You're not even on the ballot.
Yes, I am. Because
no, you're
you
not.
Can write in who you want to win. I am running for everything.
No, that doesn't make any sense. You can't run for everything.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
David, you can't.
This is America. You cannot tell me what not to do.
I don't even know what your platform is. I might vote for you if I knew what your platform was.
I have a platform, and I
Why
have
are you
it
screaming?
For you right now. Because this is how you talk as a politician,
We're not talking
Brandon.
About a stage.
I am on a stage.
You just have
the
to be
biggest
able to,
stage there is.
You just have to be able to communicate with people.
I am communicating.
You're screaming.
What do you call this? Right now, communicating.
You're Costanza.
George Costanza.
David the Barrel Boy. I'm running for everything.
No, you're not. I want to hear your platforms.
I have my platform, and I will give it to you in 3 minutes.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
You might have just now heard the rant from David the Barrel Boy. He's screaming at the top of his lungs about elections.
It is not a rant, Brandon. Today, I am putting my name in the hat, in the drawing, for whatever race you want to put me in, because I, David the Barrel Boy, am running for everything.
I don't think it's a drawing.
It's not what you think. This is the lottery?
Well, today is election day. Today, I announce I am running for everything.
So you expect people, as they head to the polls, and again, the polls are open until 7:30 tonight, you expect people to look over all these people who have paid money and had strategic campaigns.
Qualifications.
You want them just to write your name in.
Write me in as David the Barrel Boy. They know me in Washington. They know who I am in Little Rock. Today is the day that you can write me in for everything.
Just so everyone knows, he's doing fist pumps as he talks.
What if, let me just clue you in. What if everybody who goes to vote today, we picked one thing and we got you elected? What would you do?
I would be the greatest city official that this city or this state has ever seen.
I don't know about
David.
Thank you.
David.
Thank you.
David, not this.
It is now time for my speech as I run for everything in the state of Arkansas. Thank you. Thank you, my people. 47 years ago, I, David the Barrel Boy, decided I want to run for public office. Friends, colleagues, countrymen, and friends, today is election day, and I implore you to write me in as me, David the Barrel Boy, in mayor, senate races, in the house, in the city council, as even governor.
Oh.
And right now I have my campaign.
You have your one.
Here we go. If if I were governor, the day after the Super Bowl and the 4th of July would be a holiday.
Ooh, that's good.
Yeah, I'd vote for that.
If I were governor, every Friday we would all celebrate Blake Lively while eating vanilla ice cream.
Yes!
What?
If I were governor, happy hour would be all day, every day.
Hey, I'm in for that.
What about the economy?
If I were governor, the Dallas Cowboys would lose every week.
Dude.
Turn my music back on. This is a filibuster. If I were governor, school would start at 11 and end at 1 with a longer summer vacation.
Ooh, that's good. You might get votes for that.
If I were governor, cheese pizza would be a requirement at every place of business. If I were governor, I would ban all Christmas products until the day after Thanksgiving.
Ooh, I like that too.
That just lost you some votes.
If I were governor, there would be a channel dedicated to Judge Judy all day.
What?
Judge Judy?
If I were governor, all drinks in restaurants would be free. And lastly, if I were governor, Brandon would be required to give me 3 days off every single week.
No!
What?
So vote in me, David the Barrel Boy, as I run for everything on Election Day.
Terrible.
It is Election Day. It is your civic duty.
It is your civic duty to vote for me, David the Barrel Boy, in everything.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Ever since David basically gave his political rant and described his platform and why he wants you to write him in today, Kelly's been shaking her head.
You know, I'm just embarrassed. He doesn't know politics. He would be a terrible politician.
I like some of them, though, like the idea that the day after the Super Bowl is a holiday. I'd vote for that.
Well, thank you.
Okay, maybe that one. But you have no business putting your name on a ballot.
I have more business than anybody else in this room.
But we didn't put our name on a ballot and we didn't ask for anybody to write us in.
Well, I'm like, the bravest one in this room.
You would be scared to death if somebody wrote you in. Like, what if it's one of those things that not many people vote on, right?
Yeah.
But you got written in twice and it got you the job of something.
Do you really know politics enough to run for an office?
I know politics more than you do.
Whatever.
She was a teacher.
That doesn't matter.
Well, she taught PE.
Yeah, there's that.
Exactly. Did you ever teach politics?
No, I would never want to teach politics.
Do you think, out of the two of you, take me out of the equation because you guys know I would probably be the best. Between the two of you, do you think you know more politics than him?
Yeah.
David, do you think she knows more politics than you?
No.
Should we put it to the test?
Put her test.
Can we put her to the test?
Yes.
Leave you out of it?
I know more, obviously.
All right, so, okay. I'm going to work on it. Kelly Perry, we're putting her to the political test.
Oh, my goodness.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
It is election day. The midterm elections are happening. The voting is already underway. It goes until 7:30 tonight. That's when the polls will close. So David has basically stood up and said he wants people to write him in for everything. He's contributed zero ideas and $0 to campaigning.
Mm-hmm.
Until this morning when people are going to the polls. He forgets that people have been early voting for days.
Right.
It's a new style of elections and campaigning. You unveil your campaign the day of.
Well, there might be more excitement that way.
There is more excitement.
And heaven forbid I call him out for it, and now I'm being challenged. I'm not the one making the claim that I should be running for office, and now y'all want to quiz me on what I know about politics?
Well, you said he's an embarrassment to politics.
Well, yeah. He is.
No, I'm not.
So I thought we would test you on politics and history.
Here we go.
Because she is a brave American and a great American.
I will say on every quiz we've ever done on this show with me and David, I have won. But
that's
we'll move forward.
She is pretty good at the quizzes. Let's check her on this one. All right. The opening phrase, we the people. What does that come from?
When they were signing the Declaration of Independence? I don't know.
What's a decoration, first of all?
Declaration.
I don't believe that's it. It's the Constitution.
Oh, okay.
All right. Who was the first president of the United States?
George Washington.
She has one.
Now, good job.
How many colonies
And he didn't have to try to answer them either?
You're the one calling me out.
It's just me?
It's just you.
Well, he doesn't know any of these.
I do know.
We collaborated.
That is
I came up with these questions.
No, you did not.
I
did
cover my mouth.
You're a lying politician.
I am not a lying politician.
How many colonies were in the original United
13.
States? Hey. That's pretty good. Who was the only president to serve two separate terms in office?
Wait.
I'm going to give you initials.
No. Separate terms.
Yes.
So I'm thinking of consecutive. So that's not like...
Back-to-back terms don't count.
Oh.
Separate terms.
Oh, I should know this, and I don't.
It starts with a G.
George.
Not George.
Grover.
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 Grover
President.
What?
Grover is her answer.
Grover.
Why do I keep thinking of Sesame Street? I don't know.
You don't? Give me a guess.
I forget his name. I don't know.
Any guess. Grover, what goes with Grover?
I don't know.
Give me anything.
Give him something.
You have a chance of getting it.
Grover Smith. Who is it? I know I'm going to know
Grover
it.
Cleveland.
Oh, Cleveland.
Grover Smith. How about this one? Who was the president from 1933 to 1945? And he served 8 years in office.
I don't know. That's a hard question.
I know this.
Oh, okay. Well, who is it?
FDR.
Okay, Kelly, how about this? The initials FDR.
What do they stand
for? Franklin Delano Roosevelt.
Hey, she did get that one. I'm kind of surprised she got that one. How many senators are in the U.S. Congress?
Oh, gosh. That I don't know.
Is it 50 or 100?
I'm going to say 100.
Boom! She got that one right. Is she cheating a little bit, David?
You're giving her too much.
My computer's off.
How many judges are there in the U.S. Supreme Court?
Oh, I definitely don't know this.
Just guess.
I'm going to say 50.
50 Nine. Judges.
It's a really popular judge position.
All right. What?
I'm just kidding.
All right. What is the full name of Bill Clinton?
William... Oh, I should know this because you say it all the time. Oh, my goodness. He's from Hope.
It doesn't
help. I
don't
know. His wife's name's Hillary.
None of that matters right now.
His daughter's name's Chelsea.
His name is what?
William.
William Clinton. William what?
Jefferson.
Hey! And name Bill Clinton's favorite intern.
Monica Lewinsky!
Congratulations!
I know politics.
She knows politics.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Mark Sanders joins us this morning from Sissy's Log Cabin. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Brandon. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well. How are you?
We're great.
Okay, so is it true that you are here today to confiscate stuff that David has not paid for?
No. Of course not. I'm here to deliver the things he's getting ready for Christmas. He's shopping early.
Yeah,
what about the rest of you guys?
I'm telling you, he has been, like, for Sissy's Log Cabin, one of the best people to go in and have as a customer because he buys everything.
And that's okay.
And he told me, because when he's like, I'm going to Sissy's Log Cabin, I bought Rachel this and this and this and this. I'm like, David, way to go. And he's like, on the budget, he can do that too.
Yeah, I mean, that's what's great about Sissy's. I'll walk in, I'm like, hey, I kind of have a limited budget here. What can I get? And there's still great options, whether it be Lagos or Pandora or whatever else, you know, I can look at in the store. I mean, there's so many different things to choose
from. The perfect engagement ring like David has.
Yeah, absolutely right.
And did you know his engagement ring is going to be paid for in 15 years?
You know, we do have pay-for-life plans, Brandon, and that's why we're here to talk this morning. We can help you out.
No, the thing I do love about you guys, and there was this misconception when Sissy's Log Cabin was coming into town. The misconception was, oh my gosh, they're so expensive, and there's nothing that I can go in there and purchase, which is 100% completely wrong.
That's correct, because we do. We start at Pandora, and it's $25 and up, and then right. Lagos, Lagos has just done fantastic in the Jonesboro area, and it starts at $195 and goes up. So yeah, we've got something for everyone. And engagement rings, we can hit every budget. We've got all sorts of loose diamonds. We've got all sorts of Mannings. If you want it custom made, we've got a jeweler that can make it on the spot. So we try to have something for everyone.
So what if somebody sees something, I don't know, on Pinterest, and they know that their future fiance has a look that she's going for because she's been pinning stuff? Will they bring that to you all and say, hey, can you do something like this, or do you have something like this?
Yes, and we prefer that, because at least now the young lady is getting what she wants. That, you right. know, sometimes a guy comes in, he has no idea, he makes a purchase, and it's wrong. Oh, so yeah. It's bad. Matter of fact, the first question I'll ask is, do you happen to have a picture on your phone? And they
really?
They usually do. And of course, like I said, if we don't have it in-house, we can make it. We can order it. So, yes, it's a great way to start.
Oh, yeah. I will say Pinterest was my best friend when I was making the ring selection, because I had no idea what I was looking for. Boom, boom, boom. We kind of look it over, and then, boom, it's right there.
So would you say it's easier than ever now to go and have jewelry and pick it out and design something perfect?
It is. And also, it requires your staff to be better educated.
Right.
Because the consumer that comes in now, the young guy, they've done their research. They understand diamonds. They understand the clarity, the color.
Right.
They understand what they want, rose gold, white gold, yellow mm-hmm. gold. So you're right. Your staff needs to have an A game.
So the holidays are right around the corner, and people are starting to make those plans.
Yes.
And you were saying really all price points. Pandora, let's talk Pandora for a second, because I know that was kind of like the introductory thing when David walked in. It was a Pandora deal. Is that still a really big deal for you all?
It is. Now, I wouldn't say it's as large as it was 4 years ago, mm-hmm. but the charms are still real big. Pandora's decided to get into more other things, earrings, right. rings, necklaces, and they're not as popular as, per se, the bracelet, because...
Right.
Each bracelet is its own unique game. So it's
yeah.
personal. You're right. And so it's a lot more fun.
What are some of the most purchased What do you call the things that go on the bracelet? Would they be charms?
Charms, that's correct.
Yeah. What are the most popular ones?
Well, just the color, the different colors representing birthstones. In other words, if your anniversary is in June, you might want a pearl or an alexandrite. If it's February, you might want an amethyst. Right. But that's what's fun about it is each bracelet is its own. It reminds me of the old days of the slide bracelet, which is long before any of y'all's time here. But it was. And until gold got so expensive, and then Pandora came along in silver, which made things reasonable again.
Yeah, they tell a story. It's pretty cool.
So that's a neat thing you can think about for the holidays. Also, for guys, maybe there's a female, and she's like, man, what can I get my guy? He has basically everything. Because you hear that, a lot of women have trouble picking out stuff for guys. What are some things at Sissy's Log Cabin for the guys?
Oh, William Henry knives. A lot of times, matter of fact, most women buy the knives. And a guy doesn't buy the knife. But a woman comes in and buys it for him. And they come in and go, y'all have knives in Sissy's Log Cabin? William Henry knives, Lone Wolf, watches, Luminox. A lot of guys love that.
I love those.
Oh, yeah. It's a great watch. The Navy SEAL is a great timepiece. So we have something for guys as well.
So lots of great items for the holidays just in time for Christmas. And again, you mentioned earlier, to make it easy, you guys have financing options and multiple different options so people can go in and get truly what they want.
We do. We have 12 months no interest. We have up to 5-year financing. So we have it all.
So if people want to come by and see you, maybe they haven't stopped by the store yet, how would you describe the easiest way to find you?
Just off Red Wolf Boulevard next to Panera. And our hours are Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 5:30. And of course, after Thanksgiving, we're open on Sunday after church from 1 to 5 to accommodate some of our customers.
And you can find out more also at sissieslogcabin.com. They're on Facebook. They're on Twitter. They're on Instagram. They're on Pinterest. Sissy's Log Cabin is everywhere. And Mark, it's great to see you again.
Great. Thank you.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. What's happening with your favorite celebrities? Brandon Baxter in the morning's Gotcha Gossip.
Gotcha Gossip on People Magazine's Sexiest Man Alive. It's out. We know who it is. It is not either David or myself.
Oh well, maybe
I
next year.
I voted for y'all.
Well, thank you,
yeah,
Kelly. I appreciate
you're welcome.
That. So, congratulations to Idris Elba, the sexiest man alive according to People Magazine. That's a pretty big honor. He says when they reached out to him to tell him, he's like, "Wait a minute, are you being serious? No, really, is this real life?" And it is real life. I remember him from primarily from his role on The Office.
He was one of the
interim bosses.
Yeah, so congratulations to Idris Elba, People Magazine's Sexiest Man Alive.
Gotcha Gossip on the divorce drama with Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie. So they've been going back and forth for what seems like a really long time. And mainly, they've got to be able to split everything. They didn't have a prenup, so it's kind of gotten a little ugh. So mainly, they're worried about money and, of course, the custody arrangements for the kids. Yeah. So they finally have the date set for December 4th. And since there's kids involved, everything's going to be kind of closed in the court.
Yeah.
So hopefully, they say that they have a basic agreement right now, but there's going to be a more permanent deal decided in December.
And we got your gossip on the man who nearly took the job from Leonardo DiCaprio on Titanic. Matthew McConaughey was almost Jack. He said he went out and did the interview and did the auditions, but never heard back. Was hoping he would get it, and he ultimately didn't, in favor of Leonardo DiCaprio. But could you imagine Matthew McConaughey in the movie Titanic?
Not really.
No, I can't either.
All right, all right, all right.
I don't know if I've ever seen him in a movie.
What?
Get out.
No, legit. Name a movie I would have seen.
How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days.
Haven't seen it.
We Are Marshall.
Haven't seen it.
Dazed and Confused.
Haven't seen it.
Brandon, what is wrong with you?
And like, if he were here, I'd think that was really cool. We heard the rumor he was in town a couple weeks ago.
Time to Kill.
Huh.
Golly.
Holy moly.
Are those all big movies?
Yes.
What the
was
heck,
he
bro?
In a movie with Reese Witherspoon?
No, he was with Jennifer Lopez. Oh, Made in Manhattan. No, wait.
Something
The Wedding
like
Planner.
That.
The Wedding Planner.
Yeah,
I think I've seen that.
With J-Lo.
You found
Congratulations.
One. I've seen a Matthew McConaughey movie.
Jeez, dude.
I got one. I just don't know about him with that big famous scene with Jack and Rose. I just don't know.
Wait, which scene are you talking about?
Oh my goodness.
You're weird.
What?
Are you talking about the painting? Is it true that you guys tried that at one of those paint parties, you and Rachel, and they kicked you out because she took off her clothes? And they said, just draw this flower.
They misinterpreted the painting class.
That is so awkward. Yeah. Of course, every morning on K-Fine, we got you guys.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
I think there should be this rule, like in the world, that we are not allowed to leave the room because as a group, we are really goofy in public.
Wait, maybe too much in some cases, but it's awesome.
We had so much fun with the grand opening of Chicken Salad Chick.
That was fun.
And like, I was thinking about this last night for a Monday. Like a lot of times a Monday show is always a show where it feels like it's tougher to get through it. Like, you have to try a little bit harder on Mondays.
It's just like every other job. Mondays typically seem to be harder. Yeah.
But we got to the point, and I don't know what it was, and like, we had to get there early, and we had to do all this different stuff, and there was all this extra work. Mm-hmm. But for whatever reason, we had so much fun at Chicken Salad Chick. And it might have been because we were the first ones in, and we felt kind of special.
Yeah.
I don't know if that had anything to do with it or not. Mm-hmm. But like, I was going back through our photos. We were like... It was cool.
Yeah,
until was David, you know, we tried to do our photos at the end, and like the founder of Chicken Salad Chick was here.
Yeah.
Her name is Stacy. She was in town. That's a pretty big deal.
And I heard that she goes to every single opening, which ours was the 100th opening and first in Arkansas.
So it's a kind of a big deal when like, hey, this is the founder of the company who is here, and she is the reason this franchise exists and all that kind of stuff. And we were trying to get our picture with her, and she was trying to greet everybody and like, KJMB comes out there and they're going to do some video with her and they're taking pictures for occasions. Mm-hmm. All this stuff is going on, but we're like, hey, what about us? We need our picture for social media.
She was being pulled in a million directions.
Yeah.
So the restaurant is full. People have waited outside. There was one guy who camped out starting at 2:30 in the morning. And so they fill up the inside of the restaurant. People just wanting to have the food because they know the food's going to be really, really good.
Right.
And Chicken Salad Chick is open right now. But then David, I told him, get in position, David. And he didn't get in position until the restaurant was
packed.
Here's
the thing. It takes David a long time to get in position because David is our barrel boy. So for every picture, he puts on the barrel. And you know what? I think he has gotten stronger because he gets it on a little bit quicker now than he used to.
See these guns? Right?
Yeah, he does have some guns.
He couldn't maneuver through the restaurant.
But it's a tighter restaurant. I can't help that.
I don't know why you take the barrel off.
What do you mean?
If you just wore it, we'd always be ready. You wouldn't have to take it off and put it on and all that stuff.
I can't sit down in the barrel, Brandon.
Well, stand up.
I mean, you mean to stand up for 3 hours? Is that what you want me to do?
Yeah, there's people who work really hard, David, who do that all the time.
Mm-hmm.
With a barrel on.
Well, maybe not with the barrel.
Exactly. It's different.
But like police officers and stuff have to carry those big, you know, like the weighted vests and all that kind of stuff.
I didn't sign up to be a cop, y'all.
Think about a firefighter.
Yeah.
I think about firefighters all the time. They do a lot of great things for our community.
They wear heavy equipment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they do.
Do you think your barrel is heavier than their oxygen?
No, I don't.
That's a way to breathe, David.
I've never said that. I've never said, I can outrun a fireman.
No, you're just too good. You don't want to have to stand up. Heaven forbid you stand
different.
Up.
It's a totally different thing.
Although we did try to get a picture with her, and it took a second. Because David was maneuvering the barrel.
Okay, so we're trying to, it's an awkward angle because people are coming in the building and like we're over here in this corner. If you go back and look at the photo, it's up on my social media. I think my favorite part is, number one, what people don't know is my butt is freezing.
Why?
Because my butt's basically in the cooler.
Oh.
And I'm like, cold,
okay,
cold.
I see what you're saying.
You didn't touch any food, did you?
Well, no, and I just felt the air from it, but still. It was kind of one of those deals.
Yeah. Right.
And then, you know, sometimes we do things just to kind of try to make each other laugh. So there was a point where I might have been almost twerking.
Yeah, you were. And you were that, like, there's a booth and you kind of squatted and started twerking. And both David
not
and
really
I.
You were David, like semi twerking.
He was semi.
And you make me sound like Nicki Minaj, but.
You were trying.
Well, yeah.
We had to push you off the table.
Well, all I did was I pushed myself up. And you know how you're like trying to walk from. Like the seated part, like the fixed part of a booth.
Right. Yeah.
And you have to kind of walk funny.
Yeah. Well,
like sidestep.
You walked funny for a while and stayed in one place.
And I started dancing.
And he started dancing. And then he realized that there was cameras.
Two of them on you.
Right. So now there's surveillance footage of me twerking.
So if you're listening right now and you can get us that surveillance footage, please.
No, no, no.
But can I say the funniest thing that happened? It wasn't even like you trying to be funny. Okay, so we had the founder in there, right? Yes.
Oh no, not that.
And so on the
that's
back,
not funny.
On the back of the menu, it says Stacy Brown, with an M. Stacy M. Brown.
Yeah. With a period.
With a period.
Yeah.
And then Brandon looks at it and he says, "Where's the founder? Stacy McBrown. Where is she?"
Stacy McBrown.
And I was like, is he trying to play a joke? Like, what is this? And then I look at it again. You thought the period was a little C.
I did.
Do you believe us that you need glasses
yet? Oh, and it's so bad, y'all.
We should have just let him do it.
If
and then,
you had called her Stacy McBrown, I would have lost my mind.
Would you?
Yes, you would have to pick me up
and
off
she
the
was
floor.
So nice. I bet she wouldn't have said anything.
She never would have said a thing. Stacy McBrown.
I need glasses,
you
y'all.
Do.
It's a true story, but I haven't gone for the exam yet.
It's just, time.
Will y'all go with me?
Sure.
I even have insurance. I don't even know why I don't go.
Just go. Man, you can't call her Stacy McBrown.
I can't. That's so dumb.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
You know how some companies put out different flavors just to try to get people's attention?
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, here's a new flavor of this classic, this standard that you shouldn't mess with new flavors with.
Yeah.
But they do that. Mm-hmm. Like, there's new flavors of Lay's all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Oreo always puts out new flavors of their cookies.
Almost daily.
And now Pringles has some new things for the Thanksgiving table, y'all. So I love Pringles.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
The thing I like the most about them is most of the time they're not broken.
I know.
That's true.
And like you buy a bag of chips, like you, probably a third of them are going to be crumbs.
Mm. Yeah.
Like with Pringles, unless somebody's rough with the handling of the tube,
yeah,
they're going to be good.
Mm-hmm.
Can't rough up the tube.
You can't rough up the tube like that, right?
Yeah.
And that's why their tube is even like a plastic tube now.
Yeah.
It's not even just the cardboard anymore.
Yeah, it's kind of a harder tube, so it's even harder to break those chips in there.
Right, so they say perfect.
Yes.
Okay, so if you're going to go buy Pringles, what do you buy?
You know, you make fun of me, but I'm plain Jane on Pringles. I really like those. But
me
I
too.
Also like the pizza ones, too. The pizza ones
Ooh.
Are pretty solid.
Ooh, those are good.
I like the salt and vinegar.
Pringles?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, I've never tried those.
They're really good.
So there's some flavors for Thanksgiving that are coming up. You might want to try Pringles that taste like turkey.
Mm-mm.
No?
I can't.
Turkey.
I can't have
turkey.
A crunchy turkey.
No?
Mm-mm.
What about stuffing? Or dressing, as some people would call it.
I'm not buying into that one either.
Like, I love that stuff, man.
I mean, you could eat a turkey sandwich and some dressing chips and then feel like you're having like a really
Ooh,
good Thanksgiving meal.
That's a pretty good idea. What about pumpkin pie Pringles?
Isn't pumpkin Mm-mm. pie supposed to be a little bit sweet? I mean, would you need to get some whipped cream?
Ooh,
throw that
but
on
the
Pringles?
Sweet and the salty? You never know.
Yeah, I don't know.
But I will say this could help me out on Thanksgiving. That way I don't have to cook. I can say, here, I brought everything you need.
I can see it.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. Country music news. K-Fine. Country music news. On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
You know, we've watched this together as a show, and Carrie Underwood's husband, Mike Fisher, has come out with a video, and it's a parody song, and it's called, now this is after her video, Before He Cheats, right? It's called Before She Bleats. Now, bleats means the cry of a sheep, goat, or calf, so you would think it has to do with something country or hunting,
sure.
something like that. So he's not a great singer, but it's funny. It shows clips of he and his friends hunting, shots of him singing in the studio. Now, this is actually him, and I think you're going to be able to tell it's actually him. Here we go.
Right now, he's probably up behind her near the salt lick, right where I got his photo, and he don't know.
So for all you Carrie Underwood fans and hunting fans, if you want to see the full video, head to the BBITM blog on kfin.com, kfin.com.
And Florida Georgia Line, unfortunately, is having to deal with some vandalism at their Tribe Kelly Trading Post. Now, this is a clothing boutique store type of thing in Nashville where a teepee used to stand outside.
Hmm.
And the culprit is not Beavis. But at around 1:30 Saturday morning, a few guys just came in there and like tore the thing down. And Brian Kelly, who's kind of like the owner of this whole deal, is even giving out a $5,000 reward for any kind of info to catch these guys on who they might be. It's about four different dudes. But if you want to check out his response to it, the video of the vandalism itself, it's up on the BBITN blog at kfin.com, kfin.com.
And new videos are out. We put them up on the blog as well. And Tim McGraw finally has the official video for Neon Church, and it's out today. And essentially, you get the vibe in the story that we all have stuff that we're going through, and sometimes we just need a break from life.
Yeah.
And that's when you head down to the corner bar. The neon signs are up there, and you're right there.
Yeah.
So, Neon Church, the new video from Tim McGraw. It's up right now on the BBITM blog at kfin.com, kfin.com.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Hey, don't forget, voting day is today. It's Election Day 2018 for the midterm elections. Your civic duty is to go out and vote. The polls in Arkansas are open until 7:30 tonight. Speaking of tonight, David, what's on TV tonight?
Well, Brandon, on TV tonight, you mentioned the elections, and that's pretty much what you got. Primetime election coverage on ABC, CBS, and NBC. So any of those shows that would typically be on there are being taken off because of the primetime election. So you know, I guess that means This Is Us won't be on TV tonight.
You're right. It's not until next week, and I'm upset about it. But I really hope that we see David's name plastered everywhere tonight for all the people that wrote him in on the ballot.
I've sent my pictures out, my campaign photos to, you know, CNN and Fox, Fox News, and all the other news networks. And I've basically let them know that, hey, I'm here. And I expect to win in a lot of different elections.
I really hope they don't get a hold of your Instagram account.
Oh, my goodness. Me too. Golly, that would be enough to make you not win.
Are you saying that would stir up some controversy?
Probably.
You always need a little bit of controversy on Election Day, though.
I agree, David. Good luck.
Thank you.
If you win tonight, will you be here tomorrow or not?
You know, maybe. Maybe. And if you're looking for a cabinet seat, I probably have a few.
All right. Thank you.
If you want to be a part of my administration.
Your cabinet.
All right, so I'd like to be a part of David's cabinet.
Yes, I will put you in my cabinet.
Thank you, David. Hope you guys have a great day. We'll talk to you back here tomorrow morning on KFine.